Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A new era of Crimson Tide football begin this season as Kalen DeBoer officially takes over and gets things rolling at Alabama. These are three bold predictions for year one of the Kalen DeBoer era. And guys, let me give a bit of a disclaimer. These are three bold predictions. These are not necessarily predictions I am making saying 110% these things are going to happen. These are three things that could happen. I very well could see them happening, but we're going out on a limb here. They are bold predictions. Emphasis on the bold. So without further ado, guys, three bold predictions for the Crimson Tide in this upcoming 2024 college football season. Number one, Alabama will miss the 12-team college football playoff. This is a bold one because you think about what more than likely has to happen for Alabama to get left out of a 12-team college football playoff. And what would have to happen is Alabama winning less than 10 games in the regular season for the first time since year one of Nick Saban's tenure in Tuscaloosa, guys, you have to go all the way back to 2007. You might recall Alabama lost to Louisiana Monroe in that season as well. So it's been over a decade, heck, over 15 years since Alabama went through a regular season and won less than 10 games. You think about all the changes, guys, with Kalen DeBoer taking over for Nick Saban and, you know, the changes at coordinators, the roster turnover. Then you look at the schedule. Of course, you got the SEC opener against the Georgia Bulldogs. The schedule, of course, is a gauntlet, as it always is. You've still got to take on Auburn. You've still got to take on LSU at their place. I believe Alabama draws Texas out of that draw of Texas and Oklahoma. So the schedule is as difficult as ever. And for the first time since 2006, Alabama does not have Nick Saban to fall back on. You don't get the benefit of the doubt anymore. Will it still be there's an Alabama problem in the SEC for a number of opponents, or will we find out it was more of a Nick Saban problem? My first bold prediction for Alabama football in year one of Kalen DeBoer: the Crimson Tide will miss the college football playoff, which it's weird to think of a college football playoff without Alabama in it. It's even crazier to think about a college football playoff that includes 12 teams without the Alabama Crimson Tide present. My second bold prediction for Alabama football in 2024: Alabama upsets Georgia in Tuscaloosa. I would not be stunned to see this take place, just because of, guys, again, that game's going to be at Bryant-Denny Stadium, the SEC opener for new head coach Kalen DeBoer. You know it's going to be a raucous environment. You know it's going to be crazy. We already know it's going to be a primetime night game matchup, if you will.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Again, you look at Georgia. Do they have an Alabama problem, or did they have a Nick Saban problem, right? Most feel that with Nick Saban's retirement, this opens the door wide open for the Georgia Bulldogs and Kirby Smart to kick the door down and take over as that top team in not just the SEC, but all of college football as well. Will we find out that we need to pump the brakes and that's not necessarily the case, right? You look at Alabama's roster, guys. You look at Bama's roster. It's still one of the best in college football, right? You look at that Alabama roster top to bottom. It still grades out the blue chip ratio. I think it's third best in the country. So they got the third best roster in college football still. Could Alabama beat Georgia on their home field at night? It absolutely could happen. Although I think everyone is going to be picking Georgia to win that football game. I think everyone right now feels like Georgia's going to win that football game. Do not be surprised if the Crimson Tide find a way to, on their home field, pull that upset and shock the college football world. And finally, guys, my third bold prediction for Alabama football this season, and this one is probably my most bold of all: Jalen Milroe enters his redshirt junior season. So he's going to have a decision yet again end of season. Does he want to go pro, or does he want to come back? My third and final bold prediction of the Crimson Tide is this. Jalen Milroe will not go pro at the end of the season. He will also not be back at Alabama in 2025. Jalen Milroe will be the latest veteran quarterback to hit the transfer portal and go elsewhere, especially after spending a year with Kalen DeBoer in Kalen DeBoer's system, right? Kalen DeBoer wants to bring in his own guys. I think that includes the quarterback position. Jalen Milroe says, you know what? I'm better off elsewhere playing in a system that more so is fit for me in a situation where I can start anew. I think Jalen Milroe will not go pro, will not return to Alabama. He will instead hit the transfer portal where he will be one of the most highly coveted quarterbacks on the market and will certainly land at one of the top schools in the country and should be successful there. So again, guys, my three bold predictions for Alabama Crimson Tide football entering 2024. Number one, the Crimson Tide miss the college football playoff. Number two, Alabama upsets Georgia in Tuscaloosa. And number three, Jalen Milroe transfers instead of going pro at the end of the 2024 season. Guys, drop your bold predictions in the comments below. What are your three bold predictions, and which of mine do you agree or disagree most with? Safe to say, as we enter year one of Kalen DeBoer in Tuscaloosa, we're in for a wild ride, and it'll be unpredictable, one of the most unpredictable seasons in recent month memory for Alabama football.